Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. We feel for you in Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas. It's been a rough one, no doubt. Tornadoes ripping through those areas, crushing so many souls while they watch their belongings just blow up in one fell swoop. Can you imagine what that would be like? But here's the upside of this. You can always rebuild. You cannot get back a life. So you think of some of the devastating tornadoes we've had in this country where people have been killed. And so far, knock on lots and lots of lumber, that has not happened. The funnel cloud that I was watching live was incredible. It looked like it was going to swallow up an entire neighborhood. And so there were at least a dozen tornadoes that were reported across those states I just mentioned, whether it was Nebraska or Oklahoma or Kansas. And on Wednesday, it was rough stuff, severe flooding even. Oklahoma City, they had to say, forget it, we're done. We have got to shut down this airport because we can't have anybody coming in. So, boom, they shut it down. I mean, deadly, dangerous stuff. Living up to Tornado Alley. It's pretty much anyone who lived there would describe to you what that's like. And if you've ever heard a tornado, you hear it. It does sound like a freight train. And it shakes those houses and shakes everything in its wake. And if you're lucky, it just shakes the shutters. But if you're not so lucky, it flips over your car and destroys and swallows your house and anything else that gets in the way. And it was those kind of tornadoes are the ones that touched down. And the Capitol had the worst damage. There was a couple of other areas southwest of the city that got hit pretty hard, too. Like, incredible winds, lots of cars on Interstate 35. How many of you have been on Interstate 35? Power lines were just thrown about like somebody had dumped over one of those giant packages of crowns and just thrown about, you know, threw them on the floor. That's exactly what it looked like. A zoo was hit by the tornado. There was a huge concern that the animals could be on the loose, but the zoo's owner said, no, the animals, including tigers, were accounted for. They were safe. That's lucky. 6 inches of rain was dumped, I mean, in minutes, it seemed, in the southern part of Oklahoma City. So that whole flash flood thing was going on, too. So it was rough, the wild storms. And, you know, in Oklahoma, even though you live there, do you ever really get used to that? No, you don't really get used to that. And when you see that funnel cloud, whoo! And here's the thing that people remember. When they declared a tornado emergency for Moore, remember that? 2 years ago, you had 7 school kids, so sad, were part of the 24 that were killed. That's just 2 years ago. And this was all in and around that area. School districts had their kids in safe places. I mean, they really practice this stuff. They really, really do. But there is no sure thing. I mean, there is no sure thing. You can only do what you can do. That's why the people who have bunkers they can go into, they have places they can immediately shut themselves in, they have a much better chance than others who don't have that available to them. Much better chance. All right, speaking of chances, the people that were in Garland, Texas, when the two nuts dressed in body armor, the jihadists, decided that they were going to drive from Arizona to go after the woman who, they say the woman who put on the event of the Draw Muhammad contest. She says she was doing the Draw Muhammad contest to just exercise freedom of speech, but she turned into a giant target. Her name's Pam Geller. But Pam Geller says it doesn't matter. It's really about the view of being able to express yourself. And she's lucky that there were some good police officers there. One got shot in the ankle. But the two radicalized Muslims who decided they were going to go there in the first place, boom, they were down. Thanks to the quick thinking of a traffic cop who did not hesitate. So nobody lost their life. Nobody. Pam Geller was on the tube the other day. I think I saw her on Fox. I wanted you to hear a little snippet of that. Again, she's the organizer of the event, the Draw Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad Day at this community center. And here's what she had to say.
By holding this event was increasing awareness of the jihad threat and the increasing encroachment on our freedom of speech. Others would say that I was endangering others. That's like saying that the rape victim is guilty because she wore a short skirt. I will not abridge my freedom so as not to offend savages. This is freedom of speech, and these cartoons is political critique. The idea of political Islam is a political system in which to silence critics of Islam. We see in Muslim countries the wholesale execution of those that blaspheme. Here in the States, they assassinate your character. You're a racist, Islamophobic, anti-Muslim bigot, and all of these names. They destroy, they try and kill the messenger. But we are standing in defense of freedom. And let me say this. Everyone keeps referring to my critics. Thousands of emails in support of what we're doing. It's the silent majority. I do not think I put them in danger. I think violent jihadists put them in danger. And these people, close to 300 people, came knowing the risk and stood in defense of freedom of speech anyway. You can smear and demonize, for example, Pamela Geller. But what the media and the cultural and the academic elites are doing is they're emboldening the savages. They're sanctioning this violent intimidation when we should be doing the opposite. We should be holding these kinds of events every month.
I don't know. So is she right? Is Geller right? Should we hold those kind of events every month? Well, I mean, you know, you're going to draw out the cockroaches by doing that. That's for sure. But eventually someone, if ISIS is to be believed, or the whole lone wolf theory is, then you're going to draw out somebody who's going to get through, and then you're going to have people that are going to be killed. So this is America, and boy, I'd rather not see that. And if the purpose is just to draw them out, okay, so she did it, it's done, and we know it. I mean, is this a new phase of the war, these terror cells? Or is it exaggeration, an easy thing to piggyback on, to say, hey, we're going to take credit for it. Absolutely. They say that they're involved with ISIS, want to be involved with ISIS, whatever it is. So now if they're bragging they have scores of trained soldiers in 15 states that are ready to strike, is this something we should be worried about? I mean, is this a completely different kind of war on terror? I mean, do we need to do something to protect our people here on the home front as much as possible? Because if we have more events like this, or people have more events like this, it will draw them out, I think. Coming up a little bit later in the show, We Can Count. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We know the top things, obviously. I talked about the tornadoes, how frightening that is. I got to say, I would probably, if I lived in Oklahoma or Nebraska, and I did live in Nebraska for a while, and I saw the damage that was done there, I would be saving my pennies for a place, I mean, even it's just that one time, for a place that I could go to when a tornado came through. It's just peace of mind. If you could, or build it yourself. If you could build it yourself, peace of mind. This is the new buzzword, right? Mindfulness. Well, how are you mindful of tornadoes? There's no way to necessarily know that, right? It's different than hurricanes. Hurricanes, you get a little more warning, and sometimes it peters out. But with earthquakes and with tornadoes, not quite as much. The earth shakes and rumbles and opens up, and that's it. And the same thing with tornadoes. Boom, there's a funnel cloud. Everybody's moving. Hopefully everybody's moving and getting out of the way. Because there's not much more that you can do. I mean, that's it. Here's a great fair or foul. This is this handy little segment, fair or foul. Is it fair, and we talked about this in another segment during this show, that drones are going to be used to cover stories? When you start watching CNN, are you going to be tilting your head in different directions because you're going to get that over-cam view of whatever the thing is? Oh, there was a 50-car pileup, and you look down, and it's like you're flying in the drone. Do you want your Amazon products delivered by drone? I just don't know how. I mean, I guess you could have some control, but I could see there would be some really serious problems with this, too. I mean, I would just assume that they would have some problems with these packages. Right? How about this? Something else that falls into this category of fair or foul. You look at the situation in California with the drought. Is it really fair, though, to fine people $10,000 because you catch them sneaking to water their lawn because they saved every penny they could to afford even a semi-shack somewhere in Los Angeles, and so they've killed themselves to put in the sod, to fertilize, to do everything the commercials say? More saving, more doing. You know, they go to the Home Depot, get all that stuff, break their back open, and now they're forced with the brown lawns. I mean, here's what I don't get. If you know you're in a drought, it's been years, wouldn't they have acted quicker? Wouldn't it have been, this is a pretty bad situation, so let's cut back 10%, let's cut back 20%. I mean, why all of a sudden big giant numbers and big giant fans? Do they think that some miracle water dump is going to happen? I guess. So I'm going to say that's foul. I think it's foul because they should have been on top of it. You know, now what they're doing, they're going to the seawater because that's the best hope. What do? We have a drought. We got to go to the seawater because how are we going to turn this around? And regulators approved it. You know, there's a process you have to go through for seawater desalination, and they want to expand that process because the drought, you know, think of the crops that are grown in California and what that does to those crops. And with a record dry spell gripping California for the fourth straight year, something has to be done. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why they didn't come out sooner on this, which they should have. They should have done it instead of waiting until it's dire. Were they taking a page out of the federal government's playbook? Just wait till everyone complains. Then say, well, we're all in this boat together, so you all have to pay. And watch people one by one send nasty grams to your office. How about this? A woman completely cut off Wi-Fi, cell phones, all of that. Cut the family off of all of it, deciding, you know what, I have some health concerns, and we hear that, depending on what you use. So she decides to chuck it all. We're just going to cut the cord on it. And this was in Los Angeles where this happened, because she said she's worried about their health. They still use cassette tapes. They still have a landline, iPads, iPods, no wireless connection to the outside world. And the idea is, the mother said she just wanted to live and have her kids live and not be connected to a device. And because she got sick in 2012, soon after the L.A. Department of Water and Power installed a wireless smart meter on her house, it made her think this is the only thing that's different. And they are testing the smart meters. So far, they're coming up as pretty safe, thank goodness. But she said she felt dizzy, all these symptoms. And of course, people from Dr. Oz and others talk about how dangerous it can be for you. Can you imagine you get some disease because of your cell phone? I mean, there's still so much they don't know. Pretty much anybody is a guinea pig at this point as they try to see what the Wi-Fi emissions do. Do they cause a little bit of an illness or not? I'm going to say not. I think it's probably good not to have an overload of technology. We've seen that happen to people where it's overwhelming. I don't think that's good. But for the amount we're talking about, I can't say truly straight face that I think that's going to make your cancer situation worse or something else. Because I don't think that. I don't know if it's good for you, but I can't say it's 100% bad. It's just too much that we really don't know at this point. All right, this one from Chloe, who says, Kate, wow, coming off of last year, how wild and crazy is it what's happening now? Yeah, not what I would have thought. No, I would have thought they were just rubber stamping everything, Democrats here, Republicans there, get some paper, shuffle it around. I wouldn't have foreseen this, let's put it that way. This one is from Megan, who says, just thinking out loud, wouldn't it be great if in the future you did something of a fundraiser for these people who are getting slammed by the tornadoes? Yeah, you know, I have donated money and other things, but I thought of doing a really big tribute, and I don't know how that would, I don't know how that would play out, so I'm not sure. I'm on the fence on that, let's put it that way. On the fence. Coming up, we can count, it's all about the numbers. You know, I always say that, and I always seem to find numbers in everything now. And I mean, numbers from A to Z, big numbers, small numbers, round numbers, all of that. And some of the letters and some of the numbers that are swimming around together in the same pool are pretty interesting. And you're going to find that in the We Can Count segment, because we veer in a couple of different directions and we find some of the, biggest numbers. And how about the, when I look at numbers, because these numbers won't be there, so I'll mention this. But how about Houston wrapping up the Clippers 115-109? I mean, that was the one game. And then Cleveland over Chicago 106-91. More numbers coming up in just a minute. You don't want to miss this. We can count. Hang with us.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Talk about numbers here on America Tonight, and for a very good reason. And the reason is because life revolves around numbers. Certainly, it really does, if you think about it. Somebody who's mathematically inclined gets that. But for the rest of us, which there's so many that aren't, you don't really realize it until you start to see numbers and things. So when I started to see numbers and things, I thought, we're going to do a segment called We Can Count. Here's that segment. Afghan judge makes big headlines because he sentences four people to death for roles in the mob killing of a woman. You know, it's really rare to see this. Your number, of course, is four, and that's very big. Like I said, it's very rare to see that. It was part of a trial of 49 suspects, which included 19 cops, over what happened in March. They killed a 27-year-old woman. Her name was Farakunda, who was beaten to death in a wild attack that was sparked by what turned out to be a bogus accusation that she had burned a copy of the Quran. That's nice. The trial, which started last week, involved two full days of their court proceedings, and it was pretty swift, very unusual in the Afghan judicial system, and they broadcast it live on national TV, and there was huge interest in this case. So for the judge to hand down those four death sentences at that court in Kabul was really something different for that country. Eight of the defendants were sentenced, by the way, to 16 years in prison, and then there were charges dropped against 18 others. So how about that? And, of course, in their judicial system, they have the right to appeal the sentences. And they can and probably will do it. The charges included assault, murder, encouraging others, this is interesting, to participate in the assault. The police officers were charged with neglecting their duties and failing to prevent the attack. But, I mean, how awful is that? She had nothing to do with the burning of the Quran. Just goes to show you what happens when you live in other countries. And immediately, what do? They kill her. That's what happens. They kill her. All right, let's move on to another number. How about this? Astronomers found a galaxy 13.1 billion light years away. I would put this on your bucket list if you could. Go to a planetarium at some point and look through a powerful telescope. You know, there are plenty of places where you can do that. I've talked about doing it just outside of Martha before and how I was blown away by what I saw in the sky in Texas and the incredible young astronomers that were there and what they could see and what they were describing to me. And I can't imagine seeing that. And what they saw was it's a baby blue galaxy. So it's so far away in space and time, more than any other galaxy that they've ever seen. It's among the first of in the universe's first generation of galaxies. And I'll say that number again, 13.1 billion years ago. Here's what happened. Yale and the University of California Santa Cruz scientists used three telescopes to spot it, to spot and calculate the age of the blurry infant galaxy. They measured how the light shifted. They determined the galaxy and figured it out. It's about, they say it's from 670 million years after the Big Bang. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, it's crazy to think about it. That just boggles my mind. I'll say it again. Go and look in a telescope at some point in your life because it's, I mean, it's just spectacular to think about it. It's to wrap your mind around that. It really is. We move from light years away to goldfish. I know it's a crazy leap, isn't it? But I happen to see this story and, I thought it was interesting. Biologists are worried about a goldfish infestation at a Colorado lake. They discovered a bunch of pelicans where the problem used to be, right? So Colorado Parks and Wildlife personnel went to this 12-acre lake for a fish survey and found just four live goldfish and a few regurgitated ones that were there, that there had once been up to 4,000, I guess. The rest had been eaten by the pelicans. The team, when they were at the lake, witnessed one of the birds swooping in for goldfish. They said they had been considering draining the lake or zapping it with electricity to get rid of the species believed to have overrun it just a few years ago when they were dumped there. So how crazy is that? And the pelicans solve the problem. They don't need to do anything. They don't have to electrify the lake. They don't have to do anything, you know, crazy because they solved it. They must have seen, they say they must have seen, because the color they are with 4,000 of them, they must have seen them when they flew overwards, you know, over top. And told other pelicans, you know, communicated with other pelicans, however they do that, right, in bird speak, and told them about the lake. Hey, there's a lake over here where we can feed. It's like a buffet. So they naturally, nobody was noticing it was happening, they naturally took care of what would have been a problem and was a problem as to what are they going to do? How are they going to solve this? How are they going to solve this dilemma? How are they going to get the fish out of there? There's just too many of them, and now they don't have to do, as I said, that what I mentioned, electrifying the lake, or do you know, anything else. So there you go. I love this story. You know, we just had the fight, the Manny Pacquiao Mayweather fight, Floyd Mayweather fight, and now you have fight fans who are suing Manny Pacquiao over the shoulder injury. Because, you know, people placed bets on him, and he went into the ring with a problem with his shoulder. So I guess it was like, yeah, I'm not going to stop this fight, all the $100 million I could get for this. So they've been hit with a lawsuit asking for damages for anyone who paid to watch his fight with Mayweather Jr. because he failed to disclose his shoulder was injured. It was filed in a federal court in Vegas on behalf of two plaintiffs. And it alleges that the two were defrauded after paying to watch the fight, and they are seeking class action status on behalf of anyone who bought tickets, pay-per-view, or bet on the fight. Can you imagine this? The suit comes just as the Nevada boxing regulators are looking into possible disciplinary action against Pacquiao for not disclosing that injury suffered in training for the fight. I mean, of course, he went on to go and lose a unanimous decision, and he'll undergo surgery this week for the rotator cuff, so that's the thing. They know he's having surgery. He mentioned it. It's a definite. Here's your number. It's a first. Can you imagine the amount of people that would pile in on that lawsuit with tickets, with everything else? I mean, how wild is that? But it was very wrong not to do it. But who would? They didn't want to risk the cancellation of the fight, I'm sure. So they said, hey, is your shoulder okay to fight? Yeah. I think it's okay. I think it's good. Bismarck, North Dakota, we had. The list of potential nicknames for the University of North Dakota's athletic teams are ranging from some actually really crazy ones, from Amber Waves, which isn't so crazy, to Zombies. The university released a list of 1,200 potential new nicknames Monday night. A committee is going to make a short list of finalists that will go to a public vote. State residents, I love this, overwhelmingly voted a couple of years ago to dump the Fighting Sioux nickname, which had been there since the 1930s. Now, the NCAA considered it hostile and abusive, and it failed to get the endorsement of one of the state's two namesake tribes. So the state legislator put a moratorium on replacing the nickname until this year. And among the more popular nickname suggestions were just North Dakota, the Flicker Tails, that's a ground squirrel, by the way, there. And then I mentioned a couple of the others. The Fighting Farmers is another one because you think of the farms there. But how about that? The whole thing with Indian nicknames and colleges has become really, really huge. And we know what's happening with the Washington Redskins. But there wasn't too many people that balked about the Fighting Sioux. And they went to the tribe, like I mentioned there, to try to get them to sign off on it. And when they really didn't get them to sign off on it, then the decision was made that, you know what, this isn't going to be that controversial for us, so why don't we have fun with this in a sense? We're dumping the name. Let's get people to jump on the naming rights and have a contest and see, you know, what they come up with and what we decide is the right direction to go. All right, here's a much more serious story about fraud and banks. I know, such a shock in this country to put the two together. But Los Angeles is suing Wells Fargo, a big, big story in L.A. especially, alleging fraud by their employees. And so this is how the story goes. The bank employees, because they were pushed by some strict sales pressure, issued unwanted credit cards and opened unauthorized accounts that charged customers fees and damaged their credit. What? So this civil complaint was filed this week, and it's the largest California-based bank violated state and federal laws that we've ever seen by misusing confidential information and failing to tell the customers when personal information was breached. So it was a push for profit, really, over the legal rights of the customers, and the bank was blamed the problems on a few rogue employees who've been disciplined or fired, and said it would defend itself. It said that Wells Fargo's culture is focused on the best interests of its customers and creating a supportive, caring, and ethical environment for their team members. Yeah, I'm sure when they found out about it, they were freaked out. The lawsuit, and here's your number, seeks a court order ending the alleged practices, along with penalties of up to $2,500 for every violation and restitution for the affected customer. So the good news there is the customers, I'm sure, will win in this, but they didn't win when they were getting jobbed by Wells Fargo, so that's awful. We wrap it there. Numbers, 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 and yet another version in the books of We Can Count.
Well, I got a good news that'll knock you out. I just got my check and I'm gonna shout. I waited for my money for oh so long.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a band of gifted, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, and the best thing that the world can turn in our way, and our way. On the road again, I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
Willie Nelson. A reminder that we could come to your neighborhood. Pass it on at KateOnTheRoad.com. KateOnTheRoad.com. And next week, we'll give away another Willie Nelson book. He has a new book out. And it's a book where he's just Willie, meaning he tells you everything you want to know. And so how can you not like that? Can you imagine? He takes you through everything. I love that. And he says, it's a long story. That's the cover. It's a long story, my life. So I can't wait myself to read It's a Long Story. And my life. Because think of all the things Willie Nelson has lived through and the music. I mean, everybody knows On the Road Again, but he's created great music with so many other people. And he's got songs that still today, you know instantly, oh, that's Willie Nelson. You know it. And he said that was the idea. He's 80 years old. He turns 80. And he just recently turned 80. And he realized, yeah, I'm going to shine a light on everything. On music, the women in my life, my collaborations, my lows, my highs, bankruptcy, the founding of Farm Aid. Remember Farm Aid? And other things that have happened in between. So next week we'll give another copy of that book away. It's a long story, my life. In the meantime, we want to go and continue to take the show on the road. So go to kateontheroad.com. Pass it on. If you want us to come to your neighborhood, we could take America tonight to your neighborhood, as we have done and taken it many, many places, from Washington, Grenada, New York, parts of Texas, New Mexico, Ecuador. Boy, the list was pretty long when I started to actually think about it, which is very cool. It's fun to go on location and meet people and see all the great places out there. Because almost every town has a story. Big, small, medium, you know, whatever. There's stories. It's the stories. It's the people. It's the history. It's the feel, I think, that makes these towns and cities and whatnot that we live in. All right, how about this? As we come across yet the finish line of another hour, shockingly, it just flies by, doesn't it? And we look ahead. Technology and ISIS, and we're going to be talking about that on our next show. Online technology certainly is rapidly advancing. You blink your eyes and something new is happening. And it's been said by Ron Johnson, at least, the Wisconsin Republican who's the chair of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, that the online technology is advancing past the ability of the U.S. to gather intelligence to protect itself from outside threats like terrorism. That's frightening, isn't it? So he's got a meeting that they set up for Thursday to talk about the threat of terrorism inside the United States. Not stopping terrorists from coming here on planes, that kind of stuff. Just stopping terrorists in our borders. Terrorists that are here. And think about what can happen. And, of course, we've seen the videos, the beheadings, the barbaric acts. I mean, just the crazy, insane things that have happened. So, and then watching the Draw Muhammad contest, which was a free speech event. That's how it was billed anyway. And the fact that you had, you know, two guys in full armor just go right down to this contest from Arizona to Texas without even thinking twice about it, without even thinking twice. And if you look at, you know, one of the men who tried the Sunday attack, was he had been prodded by an ISIS sympathizer on Twitter of the one of the Thursday witnesses is going to testify that there are about 46,000 to 90,000 overt ISIS supporters' Twitter accounts. That's scary, isn't it? I mean, that's obviously you're searching for a needle in the haystack if you're talking about that many people. 90,000? Wow. We have to have the capability to monitor, to play with oversight, to be able to do that. So you wonder how real it is versus is it hype? And I'm going to say I don't see how you can take it lightly, because every time we take something lightly, that's when something happens in the U.S. And we don't want to see that again in the United States. We don't want to have to deal with the more random acts of violence and then find out it's because of somebody who's an Islamic jihadist. And they're disenfranchised with the United States or for whatever their reason is for doing what they're doing. And if there's people ready to go, then that's not good. If that's to be believed anyway, that's not good at all. To think, my neighborhood's safe, my neighborhood's great. Until Elton Simpson came in and Nader Safi, once they entered and they decided they were going to open fire, geez, it really wasn't so safe anymore. And they are saying that the Texas gunman was egged on by an ISIS supporter, so that's not good. They're all over the internet. They're looking at these people and their profiles, seeing that ISIS is connected and then jumping on it. Now, in the meantime, the NYPD is assessing the ISIS threat to Pam Geller. Because remember, there have been other people that have gone underground once they were targeted, realizing you have the government saying they can't protect you. They can't guarantee it. So the NYPD is assessing a threat on a site that is related to the Islamic State group against blogger Pam Geller. And she organized the controversial cartoon contest about the Prophet Muhammad in Texas just a couple of days ago, where two men started shooting before they were killed by the cops, as we've told you those details. So now they're saying they're looking into whether, because the threat named Geller specifically, their investigators from counterterrorism and intelligence bureaus meeting with her, and they're doing what they call a comprehensive threat assessment to decide whether it's credible enough to require security for Geller. Then she's got to ask herself, wow, how did this happen? I had control. How did this happen? And I don't see this woman as being someone who backs down, as somebody who says, no, that's okay, I'll just back off of it. I don't think so. I mean, she's going to do what she's doing. I can't imagine it. Can't imagine it. In the meantime, there are other challenges that are going on, including Hillary Clinton really sticking to the whole immigration theme that she laid out a little bit the other day. And besides Hillary Clinton, she's decided to take on the Republicans. She's challenging Bush on his immigration stance. So she's put some fire kind of into the debate by allowing people in the country illegally to gain citizenship. I mean, she's all about that. That's a complete 180 from what the Republicans are saying. Think about it. Hey, thanks for listening. Send me whatever you want, AmericaTonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.